I don't finish...
There is no more work. You are retiring today.
You got it all wrong. I'm not retiring so fast.
Fish, you've earned the right to do something else, to do what you want, to do what you enjoy doing.
I know the commissioner. We've known each other for 20 years, and I'm going to have a talk with him. Talk to him, and then everything is going to be all right.
This is not the last day of your life, Fish.
You think they're going to force me out? Not me! A man with my experiences, my commendations, not me! Not me!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 24th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American character actor Abe Vigoda, born in 1921 and who was known for a number of roles, most notably his portrayals of Salvatore Tessio in The Godfather and Phil Fish in Barney Miller from 1975 to 1977, and in the spin-off series Fish for a year after that. Vigoda was born in Brooklyn, the son of Samuel and Lena Vigoda, who were Jewish immigrants from Russia. His father was a tailor who had two other sons, Hi and Bill. Bill was a comic book artist who drew for the Archie Comics franchise and others in the 1940s. Abe began acting while in his teens, working with the American Theater Wing. His career as a professional began in 1947. He gained acting notability in the 1960s with his work in several important Broadway productions. According to Francis Ford Coppola's commentary on the DVD widescreen edition of The Godfather, Vigoda landed the role of Tessio in an open call, in which actors who did not have agents could simply show up for an audition. He landed the role of Phil Fish on Barney Miller in much the same way. By this time, Abe had an agent, and he later recalled, "While living in Los Angeles, I jog 3 to 5 miles a day, and one morning, after jogging, my agent calls about a new series called Barney Miller, saying, 'You go over there right now.' Well, I was tired. I was exhausted. I must have run 5 miles that morning. And I said, 'No, I've got to take a shower.' 'No, no, no, no,' he said. 'You go right now to Studio City. You're absolutely right for it. They know you from The Godfather. They want to see you.' 'But I'm in my shorts. Go!' Well, Danny Arnold and Ted Flicker, the producers, took one look at me, and I took a look at them, and they said, 'You look really tired.' 'Well, of course I'm tired,' I said. 'I've just jogged 5 miles this morning. I'm exhausted.' 'You're perfect,' they tell me. 'You're hired.' What can I say?" Prior to his actual death in January of last year, Vigoda was a constant victim of celebrity death hoaxes. Beginning as early as 1982, when People magazine mistakenly reported him as dead, it happened again and again. In 1997, he was shopping at Bloomingdale's in Manhattan when the salesman said, "You look just like Abe Vigoda, but you can't be him because he's dead." Best of all may have been a New York Friars Club roast of Rob Reiner, which Vigoda attended, where Billy Crystal wisecracked, "I have nothing to say about Abe. I was always taught to speak well of the dead." Vigoda and Betty White, who were both 88 years old at the time, appeared in a Snickers commercial that debuted during the Super Bowl game on February 7, 2010. The synopsis poked fun at the advanced age of both actors. The Super Bowl ad meter rated it as the highest for any commercial shown during the game. Abe Vigoda's long life came to its actual end on January 26, 2016, when he died in his sleep at his daughter's home in Woodland Park, New Jersey, of natural causes, at the remarkable age of 94. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 24th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.